This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts rainfall and snowfall across the country. Rain and snowfall disrupt normal life and tourism in several districts, including Mustang, Magdi and Gurkha. Nepal Mountaineering Association urges climbers and trekkers to avoid travel to high mountain areas. Security team mobilized to assist tourists at Annapurna Base Camp amid snowfall. And U.S. President Donald Trump signs rare earths deal with Japan. Now the news in detail. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has said the combined impact of westerly winds and a low pressure system over the Arabian Sea has caused cloudy conditions across the country. According to the division, moderate rainfall and snowfall are likely in the hilly and mountainous regions of Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces today. Light rain may occur at one or two places in the Tarai region. The division also forecast heavy rainfall and snowfall in some hilly and mountainous areas of Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. Tonight, the weather is expected to remain generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali and partly cloudy in the Tarai belt. Similarly, light to moderate rainfall and snowfall are likely in a few places in the hilly and mountainous areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces tonight. Meanwhile, the first snowfall of the season has disrupted daily life and tourism activities across the mountain districts, including Mustang, Magdi and Gurkha. According to the District Administration Office, Mustang, heavy snowfall has been occurring since this morning in Muktinath and Lomangthang areas of Upper Mustang. Chief District Officer Bishnu Prasad Bhusal said the snowfall accompanied by rain has affected both Upper and Lower Mustang. Snow accumulation of up to 6 inches has been reported in Muktinath, hampering the movement of devotees to the temple. Authorities have urged visitors not to travel from Kagbeni to Muktinath due to slippery roads and the risk of accidents. Deputy Superintendent of Police Chiring Kipa Lama said vehicles have been stopped along the narrow Jomson-Muktinath road due to thick snow at several points, including Kalabhir and Charkot. Likewise, tourist activities in Magdi have also come to a halt following continuous rain and snowfall. Treks to Annapurna Base Camp and other routes such as Gudepani and Khurpa Lake have been suspended. A team of security personnel has been deployed to assist tourists visiting Annapurna Base Camp due to heavy snowfall and adverse weather conditions. The base camp area in Narchang of Annapurna Rural Municipality 4 has been receiving continuous snowfall since last night. Chief District Officer Badri Prasad Tiwari said, the large number of tourists and limited communication pose a risk of illness and stranding. In coordination with the rural municipality, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force teams have been mobilized along the Annapurna North Base Camp trekking route to ensure tourists' safety and provide assistance. Similarly, continuous snowfall since last night in the northern region of Gurkha has forced tourists heading towards Larke Pass to stop at Samdo, the last village on the route. Over 100 foreign tourists are currently staying in Samdo, waiting clear weather, according to tourism entrepreneur Nima Lama. Snowfall has exceeded 1 meter so far, prompting the armed police border security force to ban travel to upper areas until conditions improve. Authorities said all tourists visiting the Manasnal area remain safe and no one is stranded along the trekking route. Meantime, the Nepal Mountaineering Association has urged climbing teams and trekkers rather to avoid high mountain areas due to heavy snowfall. In a notice issued by the association president, Phur Gelze Lama, travelers were advised to stay in safe locations, avoiding crossing mountain passes and maintain regular contact with trekking companies and the association. The four-day Chhath festival has concluded today, with devotees offering urgu to the rising sun. The festival, which began last Saturday, was celebrated with main rituals on the banks of rivers, ponds and lakes across the country, including the Kathmandu Valley. In Mithila districts such as Mahotari, Dhanusa, Sira and Saptari, the festival saw large gatherings of devotees. Chhath is observed to promote truth, non-violence and social harmony with worship of the rising and setting sun, believed to bring happiness, prosperity and longevity. The tiger census in Purasa, Chitwan, Baki, Burdia and Suklafata National Parks is scheduled for mid-December to mid-January. Conducted every 4 years, the census will run for 3 months, according to Department of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation Senior Ecologist Hari Bhadra Acharya. Likewise, the rhino census, postponed last year due to funding issues, will also resume this year in Chitwan, Purasa, Suklafata and Kosi Tapu National Parks. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a rare earths agreement with Japan's newly elected Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi, marking an early test of the new Japanese leadership. According to the BBC, the two leaders described the deal as the beginning of a golden age in U.S.-Japan relations. As part of the agreement, Japanese exports to the U.S. will face 15% tariffs, a measure previously agreed upon and finalized on Tuesday. During his visit, Trump also reassured families of Japanese citizens abducted by North Korea between 1977 and 1983, stating that the U.S. will do everything in its power to secure their return. Following Japan, Trump will travel to South Korea for a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The world's most powerful storm of the year, Hurricane Melissa, is approaching Jamaica as it moves northeast through the Caribbean Sea. According to the BBC, the storm has already caused 3 deaths in Jamaica and 4 in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Forecasters warn that Melissa could become the strongest hurricane ever to hit Jamaica, with winds reaching 290 kilometers per hour and rain fall up to 40 inches. The U.S.-based National Hurricane Center upgraded Melissa to a Category 5 storm, the highest strength early Monday. Warnings have also been issued for Cuba and the southeastern Bahamas as the hurricane continues to intensify. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. There are also chances of moderate snowfall and rainfall at some places of Gundagi, Lumbini and Karnali provinces and at a few places in the hilly and mountainous regions of the rest of the country. Light rainfall is likely to occur at one or two places of the rest of the Tarai region. Heavy snowfall and rainfall is likely to occur at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of Bagmati, Gundagi and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts rainfall and snowfall across the country. Rain and snowfall disrupt normal life and tourism in several districts, including Mustang, Magdi and Gurkha. Nepal Mountaineering Association urges climbers and trekkers to avoid travel to high mountain areas. Security team mobilized to assist tourists at Annapurna Base Camp amid snowfall. And U.S. President Donald Trump signs rare earths deal with Japan. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.